And a very happy Friday to you at 12:08, Talk Radio 790 KABC, the John Phillips Show, broadcasting live in exile from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Living Room Studios. And it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wang's at the sports desk in Culver City.
John, yesterday in the 2 o'clock hour, we let you know that because of technical difficulties, the fake doctor could not broadcast her press conference live.
I have tech issues.
Well, they finally got things working, at least for the reporters that were there on Zoom. And as soon as they got that thing going, it went off without a hitch. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Freer. Are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you fine, Haley.
Okay, wonderful. I think we can finally get started. And again, apologies to everybody for our technical delays.
Thank you so much. And good afternoon. Thanks a lot. We're sorry for all of the delays. I'm going to give a COVID-19 status update for LA County, talk a little bit about safety at our schools. And then, as noted, we'll get an update on MPOX by Dr. Singal, who, as you all know, is the chief medical director here at the Department of Public Health.
Okay, real quick. Why isn't the chief medical director doing all these briefings? And two, did Ferrer sound passive-aggressive referring to the real doctor?
I bet you the real doctor could figure out how to use Zoom.
First slide, Haley, please. In the past week, we've had significant further declines in cases and a decline in hospital admissions. Haley, are you able to get the first slide up? Today, we're
getting the slides up. Just one moment.
God, how much do we pay for this again?
She gets paid $637,000 a year. That number got adjusted in 2021 because she got $80,000 of extra pay, which may have been overtime. Who knows? But on top of that, she's got a team of IT people working around the clock to make sure she doesn't sound like a buffoon. And let's see after that if there were any more problems.
Haley, are we still having a problem with slides?
Sorry, unfortunately we are.
Are you able to fix it?
You know, I think that report from Van Laar is true. She is very mean to her staff.
I wonder if her tech people actually have a background in tech, or everyone in that office is a social worker or a convict.
Are you able to fix it?
That is the sound of a very, very, very passive-aggressive woman.
Haley, are we still having a problem with slides?
Sorry, unfortunately we are.
Are you able to fix it?
The fact that she ends the question in such a high pitch is just that extra layer of passive aggression.
Well, there's no point for her to have these press conferences unless she can say next slide.
Are you able to fix it?
I'm working with the tech team to fix it right now.
The tech team to fix PowerPoint.
Next slide.
Here's what I don't understand. I have done so many different Zoom conferences, whether it be for work or with friends when we were locked inside our homes and we were having our Zoom happy hours. I am literally the most tech illiterate person on the planet, or maybe the second most tech illiterate person on the planet. Literally, all you do is you get the link and you click on the link and then you click on the button that says you could use audio and video. That's literally it. It's two clicks.
Every office in the country is able to do this and the fake doctor cannot figure it out.
Yeah.
She's acting like they're asking her to put a man on the moon.
Are you able to fix it?
I'm working with the tech team to fix it right now.
Well, wait a minute. If the tech team is fixing it, then who's Haley?
Haley is the woman running the Zoom. There's a different person that's clicking next slide.
Next slide.
And there's a different person coordinating all of this.
Are you able to fix it?
I'm working with the tech team to fix it right now.
Okay. I'm going to keep going just in the interest of time.
After that, they must have had this thing squared away, right?
I'm sure they did.
Therefore, we continue to encourage people to reduce their risk of exposure wherever you can. If we were able to see this slide, we would
Officer.
Be sure.
Yep.
If we were able to see this slide.
If we were able to see this slide, we would
Officer,
be sure. Yep.
I apologize. Just one second. I just want to flag for you and everybody else. I am going to post the slides so they can be downloaded in the chat so media can follow along there. So I'm going to do that in just about a minute. So everybody should be able to have access to the slides in about 30 seconds.
Okay. Thanks a million, Brett. And we apologize again.
There is the fake doctor once again, just being slightly passive aggressive at her staff that now can't figure out PowerPoint. So they're going to put a link to the slides in the chat for the reporters that are still hanging on to this, which are very few because many have been banned by the fake doctor from attending these press conferences or they won't answer their questions. At this point, Marla Tejas is the only one that can get through that has any sense of journalism because she's put them specifically on the spot for muting reporters. But let's hear that one again.
If we were able to see this slide, we would
Officer,
be sure. Yep.
I apologize. Just one second. I just want to flag for you and everybody else. I am going to post the slides so they can be downloaded in the chat so media can follow along there. So I'm going to do that in just about a minute. So everybody should be able to have access to the slides in about 30 seconds.
Okay. Thanks a million, Brett. And we apologize again.
Now, once everything finally got squared away, they figured out the Zoom, they figured out the PowerPoint, the fake doctor could go back to her regular lamenting that she can't force kids to wear masks at schools.
There are requirements that the school must follow as well related to masking. First, the school must offer medical masks and respirator masks to all staff and teachers. This is a requirement for all employers and workplaces, and it's required by both Cal OSHA and by LA County. Masks do remain an important layer of protection, and they're required to be worn at schools in certain situations. If the health officer order were to require universal indoor masking, that would be one situation where at schools, everybody would be required to adhere to universal indoor masking. Currently, there is no health officer order for universal indoor masking, and therefore, indoor masking at schools is remains strongly recommended.
So if I could force you to wear the masks, I would. But the Board of Supervisors finally lamented that I can't do that. So I'm just going to strongly recommend it. There is a lot of passive aggression going on with the fake doctor in this press conference that nobody could watch live because they couldn't figure out how to use YouTube, something that 12-year-olds can use.
If the health officer order were to require universal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Indoor masking, that would be one situation where at schools, everybody would be required to adhere to universal indoor masking. Currently, there is no health officer order for universal indoor masking, and therefore, indoor masking at schools remains strongly recommended.
Now, once you get to the question and answer portion of the fake doctor's press conference, because there was a real doctor there asking real medical questions about monkeypox, Ron Lynn got distracted, so we got nothing from him. And the fake doctor only had time for a few questions because, well, they started late, and then they had technical difficulty after PowerPoint difficulty.
Next slide.
After technical difficulty. But they did squeeze in time for our friend at Fox 11, Marla Tejas, who has been taking the fake doctor to task. And she had some very interesting questions for Barbara Ferrer.
Thank you. We probably have time for one more question. I apologize. We started late. But both of us were due at a meeting at 3:00. So we're going to go ahead and try to do one more question. And then please just contact our communications department. We'll get back to everyone.
Our last question will be from Marla Tejas with Fox 11. Marla, you're unmuted. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we hear you, Greg.
Okay, I was going to ask your reaction to the CDC relaxing its COVID-19 guidance, so thanks to Julie for doing that. Let me just follow up with my question last week about social media. Do you plan on letting the public comment again on the social media accounts that you have? And then what will it take to do that? And along those lines, you've voiced your concern about misinformation. And to that point, I do get a lot of questions from viewers about any number of your policies, and they want clarification. It's difficult to do that without the opportunity to ask follow-ups and in this Zoom format. So I'm curious if you're going to go back to holding these press conferences in person so that we have more of that ability to ask follow-ups.
Now, before we get to the rest of Marla Tejas's question here, I would just like to point out irony. Because as we're sitting here making fun of the fake doctor and her technical difficulties, we cursed ourselves and we had a little technical difficulty, didn't we, John?
Next slide.
Next slide.
You know, it's one of these things. You got to be very careful how you make fun of people. Because you make fun of someone when something unfortunate happened to them. You see these morning zoos where you have all of these shows doing stories about people that are in unfortunate car accidents or something happens with a salad shooter that shouldn't be happening with a salad shooter, and you make fun of them. And then there's 1% of you that thinks to yourself, you know, maybe I shouldn't do that because I'll develop bad karma and then something bad with the salad shooter will happen to me. Literally, as we were making fun of the fake doctor for technical difficulties, that's when God decided to punish Phillips.
That's when your internet went down.
I guess I had that coming.
Well, you're back. We're going to now go to Marla Tejas at Fox 11, who's got some questions for the fake doctor. Like, why are we still doing this on Zoom to begin with, especially if you can't figure it out?
Thank you. We probably have time for one more question. I apologize. We started late, but both of us were due at a meeting at 3 o'clock. So we're going to go ahead and try to do one more question, and then please just contact our communications department. We'll get back to everyone.
I wonder who else was on hold that she was trying to avoid talking to.
Well, you know, Ron Lynn from the LA Times is going to get to ask one question that is 15 parts. So everyone else always has to sit and wait for that to happen.
Well, interestingly enough, because there was a real doctor also at the press conference talking monkeypox, Ron Lynn got distracted, didn't even address the fake doctor, only wanted to talk about the pox.
No, he's going to be on her list.
Our last question will be from Marla Tejas with Fox 11. Marla, you're unmuted. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we hear you great.
Okay, I was going to ask your reaction to the CDC relaxing its COVID-19 guidance, so thanks to Julie for doing that. Let me just follow up with my question last week about social media. Do you plan on letting the public comment again on the social media accounts that you have?
And what she's referencing there, John, is since the whole debacle with the fake doctor and the fake daughter writing the fake report about masking in schools, the fake doctor's communications team has blocked all access to you being able to comment on their Twitter posts.
That's right. And the reason that they're doing that is because there are certain stories that are out there that we talk about here. They talk about on Fox 11. They talk about on KTLA. They talk about on Red State. They talk about on other radio stations. But you won't read about it in the LA Times. But if you go to their official social media pages and people post links to the stories about, oh, I don't know, the conflict of interest of the fake doctor's daughter authoring the study that they used to justify forcing kids to wear masks in schools, then people who otherwise wouldn't be exposed to those stories get to see it just through their social media accounts. But if they disabled the ability for you to respond to their posts, then people won't be able to see it unless they're specifically looking at a news organization's sites that report on it.
It was especially fun.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yesterday, when they had to post on Twitter that because of technical difficulties,
I have tech issues,
they couldn't actually post the live broadcast of the press conference, and you couldn't even comment on that.
Well, you know, I'm a little hesitant to go after her for technical difficulties right now.
Thanks, God.
And then what will it take to do that? And along those lines, you've voiced your concern about misinformation. And to that point, I do get a lot of questions from viewers about any number of your policies, and they want clarification. It's difficult to do that without the opportunity to ask follow-ups and in this Zoom format. So I'm curious if you're going to go back to holding these press conferences in person so that we have more of that ability to ask follow-ups.
Yeah. Oh, let me just take the latter. Yes. I mean, we would like to get back to in person.
Oh, you'd love to.
Oh, I'm sure. But they can't because of COVID, but it's okay for her to be at a jam-packed Dodger Stadium for an All-Star game without a mask because, well, she was cheering on the team.
Well, she can't have hers in person. It's the same reason that the Board of Supervisors can't have theirs in person, because they don't want those meetings to look like City Hall down at the Los Angeles City Council.
Oh, could you imagine what those meetings would look like right now?
I'd be bleeping left and right.
We're trying to figure out, you know, a space that can accommodate us.
There's literally a podium at the Board of Supervisors where you were doing this for the first year.
They could do it in the parking lot if they wanted to, if she wanted it to be outdoors.
We're trying to figure out, you know, a space that can accommodate us, you know.
She's not doing it outdoors because somebody definitely will, and I don't advocate for this, but it will happen. Somebody will throw a tomato at her.
Well, someone will throw a tomato at her, or if it rains, then she might disintegrate.
us, you know, we want to make sure we're not crowded, that we have good ventilation, that there's opportunities for us to continue to use slides. I know some of you have indicated that you like the fact that we are sharing slides.
Oh, really?
It's the slides. That's the reason why you can't do this in person.
She knows that for the first year of the pandemic, when they did these in person, she was standing in front of a TV that had the PowerPoint, right?
She is really obsessed with the phrase next slide.
Next slide. That's easy for us to communicate that information with those slides. So we're working on that, you know, especially as our case rate comes down. You know, obviously, the higher the community transmission is, the less inclined we all feel about getting together. But as we feel like we're on a significant decline right now, we'd like to go ahead and figure that out. But it might take us, it might not start up, Marla, until, you know, sometime in the middle of September. That's really what we're aiming for.
Yeah, that's not reason at all. The reason is because they don't want reporters to ask follow-up questions, and they don't want to have to take questions from reporters that they have shunned, like our Jim Roop, like KFI Steve Gregory, and like Phil Schumann over at Fox 11.
Just think about different governmental institutions and how they operate their press conferences. The LA City Council meets in person and will speak to the press one-on-one. The state legislature meets in person and will speak to the press one-on-one. The governor has press conferences where the press is physically there all the time. The White House, they will have press conferences in the White House press briefing room where the press corps is there and can ask questions. The Speaker of the House and the members of Congress will meet in person and have press conferences in their press room in person. The reason that the County of Los Angeles is literally the last man standing is because of exactly what Randy pointed out. They can mute you if you're a reporter asking a question. They can cut you off if they don't want you to be able to ask a question. They can disable their social media account so people can't provide additional articles, additional information so that other people can read about it. This is all about control. They want to be able to control what people know. They want to be able to control what people ask. They are all control freaks, and they're control freaks because if you found out the truth, if you found out what they were doing and why they were doing it, you would run them out of town.
Well, and you've made this point before, but it's worth emphasizing that we're not talking about a political office here. We're talking about a department within the county. Imagine if Ralph Terrazas at LA County Fire acted like this, would only call in certain reporters when they're briefing the public about a fire or when they're posting on their PIO accounts on Twitter about a fire. They wouldn't let people comment or ask questions.
It's ridiculous, but predictable. Randy, anything interesting in the mailbag?
Well, yes, as we talk about the fake doctor and her tech issues.
I have tech issues.
Kirk writes in, fake doctor and real PowerPoint. Hi, John and Randy. I'm one of those tech team people that works at a medical center here in L.A. After 2.5 years of virtual and hybrid meetings, I can attest that real doctors know how to use Teams, Zoom, and PowerPoint. And then we got another one here from Dan, who writes, subject line, fake doctor. I'm disappointed in you guys. In all your analysis of the fake doctor's Zoom conference today, you glossed over the use of her new phrase, Mpox. Listen to this. Oh, let me turn off the Jimmy Buffett first. There we go. Here we go.
And then, as noted, we'll get an update on Mpox by Dr. Singhal.
She doesn't want to offend the monkeys.
Now, do you think that that is out of some sort of woke language issue, or do you think she's doing that just to abbreviate it?
And then, as noted, we'll get an update on Mpox by Dr. Singhal.
Someone somewhere told her that that could be construed as offensive.
I noticed, by the way, you cut that email off at a certain point.
Well, the other part of the email I cannot read on the air. I'm just doing a little self-editing here to make sure that we're still employed.
But it was highly entertaining.
It was, and we appreciate the emails as crass as they are at johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com.
We're going through the Q&A portion of the fake doctor's press conference yesterday, where Fox 11's Marla Tejas was asking the fake doctor, when are we going to do this in person so we can ask follow-up questions so we can get real information out to real people in Los Angeles County?
I love, by the way, that Marla, when she posted videos of this on Twitter, highlighted the fact, and this is a recent development, the fake doctor and her cronies that are operating the Zoom and the PowerPoint mute the reporters as soon as they stop asking their questions, so they cannot ask any follow-ups.
That's right. And when called out on that, they claim they do it just so there's not ambient noise.
Sure. Here's the fake doctor's response to why they won't let you comment on her Twitter posts.
In terms of our social media accounts, feel free to get more detail from our team here.
You mean like your communications director that went private on Twitter?
Yeah. Adam Schiff's guy.
In terms of our social media accounts, feel free to get more detail from our team here. My understanding is anybody who wants to ask us a question can use our accounts now, the way they're set up, to send us those questions. I don't know if what you're saying is.
You want people to slide into your DMs, fake doctor?
Oh, can you imagine what her DMs look like?
Next slide.
I don't know if what you're saying is while we're doing a presentation like this, while we're doing the briefing, or if what you're saying just in general to open up our accounts. What we're going to do is just, take people's questions and get back to individual people. Our platforms were frankly being used in ways that
she didn't say quite frankly. Well, Holly's going to be upset with her.
Quite frankly,
what we're going to do is just, take people's questions and get back to individual people. Our platforms were frankly being used in ways that we didn't think was appropriate. And we had a lot of folks.
You mean you didn't want to hear from the public when you were a public health official?
She does not want any voices of dissent at all. Zero. If you disagree with her, she wants to shut you down. And being an unelected authoritarian bureaucrat, she's always had the power to do that with her staff, with the interns, with the people around her. And now all of a sudden she's supposed to be responsive to the public, not the queen.
In ways that we didn't think was appropriate. And we had a lot of complaints from folks about what was, transpiring on some of our platforms. So for now.
Was she upset that every comment was you should be fired?
And they all call her a fake doctor, too.
What we want to make sure we can do is just respond to everybody's questions, get back to people.
We should try a thought experiment here. Send the fake doctor's Twitter account at LA Public Health a DM. See if your question actually gets answered.
Oh, yeah. So, fake doctor, here's my question. When you were going to school for social work, did you know you would end up giving medical advice to the largest county in the country?
She says they're going to answer the public questions, so slide into her DMs, everybody. The DMs are open.
What we want to make sure we can do is just respond to everybody's questions, get back to people with answers, and engage the public in meaningful dialogue. This is never meant to, you know, really not be.
Dr. Ferrer, just quick question. Hey, this is Randy, big fan. Did you get your daughter that job at the Board of Education?
Long-time listener, first-time questioner.
Be able to answer questions. I think we actually do a pretty good job on making ourselves available across the county to answer questions. So, but if what you're asking for, I think, is that are all of our social media accounts going to be, you know, open for people to just comment to each other? We feel like people have lots of other places that they can use platforms if they want to talk to each other. We're concerned about responding to people who are looking to talk to us. And I think we have lots of ways that we're doing that. But again, if you think we don't, please, you know, go ahead and contact our communications office so that we could look into it.
Bitchy.
Man, if she was passive aggressive to Haley earlier in the show, she was overtly aggressive with that answer.
Well, the funniest thing is the way this used to work in the past, and it happened with our Jim Roop, the first one, when he was the first reporter to ask, wait, why are you giving medical advice when you're not a medical doctor? Because people just assumed she was wearing the lab coat. They're calling her doctor, that she's a doctor, is because Marla Tea specifically is calling out the fact that they are silencing reporters. Now they cannot silence her. So she's just going to be extremely rude to her.
Lots of ways that we're doing that. But again, if you think we don't, please, go ahead and contact our communications office so that we could look into it.
Think of any other public department that behaves this way. Imagine the police department shutting down the ability to post comments. Hey, there was a crime that just occurred on the 300 block of Main Street. We're looking for a suspect with this physical description. Let us know if you know anything. And then shutting off the comments?
And believe you me, the sheriff gets a lot of personal attacks on those Twitter accounts from Kenneth Mejia's people, and he doesn't shut it down.
No, but I'm telling you, this is a woman who only exists in certain bubbles. She existed in academia. She existed as a community organizer. She existed in the philanthropic world, the left-wing philanthropic world, and now she exists in government. And everyone around her thinks like her. Everyone around her agrees with her. She never gets any voices of dissent. She's not used to it. And when she gets voices of dissent, she doesn't know how to react. She doesn't know how to respond because she's never seen it before. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on KABC. Welcome.
Hey, thanks very much. I just wanted to let you know that I did, in fact, email quote-unquote doctor Barbara Ferrer, and I had a strange feeling that it wasn't going to get responded to, so I had sender's receipt tag on my charter cable, so that I would know if it even got looked at or opened. In other words, not necessarily even replied to, just even opened. And I never got anything back. And this was just a few days before she was going to make her decision. What was that, on a Thursday when you had your show and we were all waiting with bated breath to see what was going to happen? So this was a few days before that. And I was asking her what basis, if there was any scientific basis that she could direct me to. It was respectful, almost deferential in that regard. So that's what happened.
And no response at all. Still no response.
I got a lot of nada.
So
that seems par for the course. Thank you for the call, sir. Randy, you're monitoring the mailbag, and we're getting some responses there.
That's right. This one comes from Chris. He says, I think I'm to blame for the social media comments ban, at least on Facebook. August 28th was the last time Facebook had the comments open, and I had the last comment on a post where I posted a GIF of The Rock saying, know your role and shut your mouth.
I bet you she gets some very interesting email.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
We've got two more hours coming up on the John Phillips Show. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.